and 34 degrees in our Twin Cities. This is WCCO, St. Paul, and Minneapolis.
Stretch by Lyle. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Rod, and he swings line drive into left field, a base hit. Carroll's coming home. Here comes Weininger. He scores. The Twins win 4-3.
Welcome springtime and Minnesota Twins baseball this afternoon at 12:25 when the Twins meet Boston in a preseason game. This year, Joe McConnell joins Herb Carneal to bring you all of the action. Also, you'll hear Rod Carew on the Leadoff Man Show before many of the games during the regular season. The Twins on CCO, the best baseball coverage you've ever heard.
Say, in other sports news, the World Boxing Council may strip new heavyweight champion Leon Spinks of his title today. World Boxing Council spokesman said Spinks failed to agree to a fight with top contender Ken Norton by the midnight deadline, so he might lose his title. The NIT resumes at Madison Square Garden tomorrow night. Georgetown faces North Carolina State and Texas meet Rutgers. University of Iowa enters the finals of the NCAA Wrestling Championships with less than a one-point lead over rival Iowa State at College Park, Maryland. And what else is going on? Let's see. Bowler Dave Davis of Hackensack, New Jersey, leads the five survivors into the finals of the St. Louis tournament. And in car racing, David Hobbs of England and his Turbo BMW are in the catbird seat for the 26th running of the Sebring 12-hour endurance race. Got underway this morning in Sebring, Florida. Hobbs captured the pole position yesterday after sweeping around the course for an average speed of slightly more than 120 miles an hour. We spoke about horse racing. This past week, the Minnesota legislature apparently killed that parimutuel betting bill, although the bill got further than any previously introduced parimutuel legislation. And maybe just as well, after all, we're pretty provincial here. But that great horse Seattle Slough, remember, was named for a couple of Seattle residents. Well, surely if we had horse races here, we'd name all our horses after Minnesota persons, places, or things. Wouldn't that be right? What would that sound like?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Boone and Erickson bringing you from the Minnesota racetrack, located in the heart of downtown Minneapolis, in the old domed stadium where the Vikings and Twins used to play horse racing, the sport of kings. In the pole position today, the pole position, Florian Shimoleski.
And they're off. Medtronic is pacing. NSP showing great power, electrifying the crowds. Up on Swedish tile today, Sid Hartman. Whoops, he's down again.
Oh.
Now, fighting for position behind Burial Humphrey, Hagedorn, Frazier, Frenzel, Coleman, and Short. It's a mad scrabble. They don't know which way she's going to go. A lot of new young horses in today's race. Skip Humphrey out from the Triple H Ranch. Mike Freeman, sired by that great runner Orville. Jim Lord, sired by the famous Judge Lord. And now there they go, coming into the far turn. Pain Reliever is really showing a lot.
Pain Reliever showing a lot.
Maggie Sauna looks hot today.
Hot Sauna.
And it's Bunny Hutch by a hair.
Bunny Hutch, what does it pay?
I don't know. Just bring your credit card. Track is on the rail, and Taconite Tails. Now, Dolly Parton is out in front.
Dolly Parton, is she from Minnesota?
Who cares? Dome Stadium is on the inside. Legislature running out of time. And now, yes, it's Mando, Peco, and Brown in a photo finish.
There goes the winner.
The freshness of spring.
Oh, you fresh person, you. Did you say what?
I don't mean that kind of freshness.
Oh.
I mean spring. Well, listen. At Plywood, Minnesota. At Plywood, Minnesota.
You are
right
a naughty
now.
Boy. You know that.
At Plywood, Minnesota, spring home days are going
on
right
now. Oh, yes. I'd love to redo my kitchen
why
there.
Why don't you spring home?
Yes.
You want to redo your kitchen?
Yes, I need kitchen planner.
You need a kitchen planner.
Yes.
Well, then you go in to see Plywood, Minnesota. They have kitchen planners, help you plan your new kitchen.
Free?
Just bring in your measurements. And
what has that got to do with anything?
Your kitchen measurements.
54?
And
53?
And they'll make your new dream...
52.
They'll make your new dream kitchen come true. Choose from 9 complete lines, including the newest country rustic. Decorate your floor with Congoleum.
Oh, my goodness. They have those, too.
Congoleum cushion vinyl flooring.
I always wanted to go there. Plywood, Minnesota.
Yes, Plywood, Minnesota. Best shot all the time. Let's get out the highway at 25 minutes before 12 o'clock noon. It's 11:35 in your digital clock radio, Bill, if you'll check that out. Hey, a listener's just spotted 2 ring turtle doves in his backyard. And if someone lost these birds, they can call Kimball Jones at this number. If you lost some turtle doves, and I don't know what backyard this is or where it is, 729, that sounds like South Minneapolis, 729-4093 is the number to call. And Myrtle and Harold Fredrickson of White Bear Lake are celebrating their 58th wedding anniversary today. Well, congratulations to the bride and groom. And Billy?
Yes?
Taking away.
Oh, fine, now that we got rid of the turtle doves.
Yes. Bill, say, we're going to have the National Chuck Hole Society in just a little while.
All right.
Have you hit any chuck holes lately?
No, just chuckles.
Oh, well, we'll see what's happening in that department.
We go from chuck holes to chuckles. Bill Deal, 4 Oldsmobile, Wahole, McCarthy's, Lindahl Olds, at Freeway 494 and 10 Avenue South. What a turnout on this St. Patrick's Day sale here at Wally McCarthy's, Lindahl Olds. Matter of fact, Terry, I was out to dinner last night with Mr. and Mrs. McCarthy, and what a night it was. And I tell you, we had corned beef and cabbage and boiled potatoes and boiled carrots and turnips and all the rest of it. I ate so much I was afraid I was going to be arrested for driving under the influence of cabbage.
Of cabbage,
yeah. Yeah, I tell you, it was terrific.
You're orderly and everything is fine today, though. You're
faith and sure, and that's the way to live. You
it's
bet.
Just a fantastic Saturday.
Oh,
it's just
this is great this morning. Now, you want to talk about a little
it was Mr. Law.
R&L?
Did you get together with
Mr.
him?
Mr. Law, the mayor and I were on the air together. We
got everybody at Lindahl Oldsmobile today. Well, I was out appraising cars. I mean, in appraisal row, you know. Okay, we didn't talk about rental and leasing yet, so we'll just put out a message right now that if you'd like to lease a 1978 Oldsmobile Cutlass or an Oldsmobile 88, you can lease either one for the same price. In other words, an 88 is no more to lease than a Cutlass.
Terrific.
We invite you to call 869-1414 and ask for rental and leasing. We'll be happy to give you the full details on rental and leasing, no matter what type of an automobile.
That's right. For rental and leasing, call the leasing folks here at Wally McCarthy's Lindahl Olds. That number, easy to remember, 869-1414. You can call right now, 869-1414. So many, many people are going into rental and leasing. You really ought to investigate it, 869-1414. Safe driving. We've been talking once in a while here this morning about motorcycles and motorcyclists coming into your season, well, think small, because, well, you are, compared to one of those big trucks or a car. Remember, you can't always be seen by cars and truck drivers, especially in their rear-view mirror. So kind of put yourself into their perspective and act accordingly. Good safe driving reminder from AAA. Well, Terry.
Okay, we should talk about some 1978 Oldsmobiles that are in the used car inventory. Do you know, Bill, that we have a 1978 Oldsmobile 88 Royal Forter Sedan, and not that part's so unusual.
Yeah.
This car has 1,129 miles on it, 1,129 miles, but there's still one thing.
Not there.
It has an Oldsmobile V8 diesel engine in it. So if you're looking for a diesel in a 1978 Olds 88, we have one here with just 1,129 miles on it. We'd suggest that you come in and take a look at the car and drive and just see what a diesel is like in an Oldsmobile.
All righty. So come on out. They've got them here. They're hard to get.
Go ahead and say it, Bill.
Bill Diesel for okay. Oldsmobile right here at Wally McCarthy's Lindahl Olds. Charles? Okay, Billy boy.
Going to check out those chuck holes in just a minute. 21 minutes before 12 o'clock noon. You got a digital. It's 11:39. And 34 degrees. That's the Captain and Tennille's hit, Love Will Keep Us Together, done instrumentally by Cy Coleman here on the Boone Erickson Saturday Show. Partly cloudy, windy and warmer this afternoon. Could get to 40. It's on its way right now, mid-30s. Sunny and mild on Sunday. Winds that are gusty this afternoon. Southwest 23, gusting to 35, should diminish by tonight. And we're looking for, the sun's out on the windowsill. Looks beautiful, gorgeous. Say, Chuck holes all over the place. And at no great expense, Boone and Erickson will take you to an actual meeting of a Chuck Hole Society.
All right, hold it. Hold it. Hold it, please. Would you knock it off in the back of the room, please? We've got a lot of business at our convention this afternoon.
Hey, you guys, knock it off.
Heaven's sakes, how can... I know you're as excited as I am. This has been a banner year for the NCHA, the National Chuck Hole Society. My goodness, out east in Massachusetts, New Jersey, Rhode Island, in the Midwest, Indiana, Ohio, we've had chuck holes where we've lost entire cars.
Thank you.
But even here, in what we affectionately call our CCO land, we are way above last year. Maybe not as big as 1965, understand, but better than last year. There has been an increase in those little fender rattlers, window shakers, and blowouters. On Snelling Avenue, for example, we found a classic. It was a series containing a fender rattler, then a couple of window breakers, shakers, a hatchback opener, followed by a tremendous chassis bender.
Oh,
my God! Oh, yes.
Woo!
Thank you. As you know, our society, the National Chuck Hole Society, is maintained through contributions from organizations who directly benefit from bigger and bigger chuck holes. Now, let's hear from some of them now. First, the Twin Cities Wheel Alignment Association, please.
Thank you. Men, women, we are extremely proud of all you've done. I think I speak on behalf of car repair people everywhere. You've done a great job. Why, just this morning on I-94 between Minneapolis and St. Paul, I saw one car smash a front wheel, blow a tire, shake the side view mirror off, and best of all, throw the front end completely out of whack, all in one series of chuck holes.
Now we'd like to hear, ladies and gentlemen, from the tar and asphalt people.
Yes, people, all of us from the top brass right down to the workers in the tar pits congratulate you. Not only will it take a lot of surfacing material to fill in these chuck holes, or as some call them, potholes, but we look for them to fall apart again as soon as the ground is free of frost.
Thank you. And now, as a finale to our meeting of this National Chuck Hole Society, once again, my favorite part of the program. It's awards time. Our first award goes to Terrence Tarvia. Terrence, tell us how you won this award.
Right now?
Yes, sir. Step right up to the microphone, Terrence, and tell us how you won the award.
Yeah, well, I run this snowplow, see?
Yes.
And I noticed that all the snow that was melting was running off the road.
Right.
So what I did was I banked up the snow real good so the melting water would stay on the road, covering up the chuck holes so the drivers couldn't see them. Thereby, they hit them faster, making bigger chuck holes and ruining more cars.
Oh,
it's a riot.
Oh, that's it. Thank you. Our next award goes to A.J. Foote. Young man, step right up. A.J.,
tell us
about your contribution.
Well, it's a new game of chicken us kids play on the road. Game of chicken, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know we play the game of chicken? We get into our car, see, and then we go, vroom, 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 and we head for the nearest chuck hole, see? And then just as we get to it, we slam on the brakes, tearing up all the tar around it.
Thank you. Makes you feel better about the youth of America, doesn't it? Naturally, there are many more awards we could make. For instance, this year, we are seeing more Chuck Ridges. You know, those little ridges around 3 or 4 inches across, run right across the road. They're beautiful, beautiful. And I think we've got to give credit to the person who came up with that noise abatement scheme, whereby they laid down an overlayer of tar over the old concrete highway to cut down on noise. Oh, take a look at I-94 and 35W, you know, near Lake, and 66. That overlay has become a Chuck Hole appreciator's paradise. When the man who dreamed that one up stand up, we'd like to recognize. Let's hear it for him right now. Well, that's about it. Just a couple of announcements before we break up. The auto finishing people will have a special hospitality room up in room 1144 to honor the Salt people for their contributions this winter. And from all of us involved in the National Chuck Hole Society, the shock absorber people, the Preparation H people, everybody, remember, keep on chucking. Now be careful driving home, for heaven's sake. Stay away from Hiawatha Avenue and the other part of Snelling.
Yes, Boone and Erickson have taken you to an actual meeting of the National Chuck Hole Society on CCO.
It's getting up near lunchtime and your stomach's feeling empty and your wallet's feeling thin. You got the feel for a meal but can't swing the deal blues? Well, cheer yourself on up and get yourself on down to your 7-Eleven for the great hot dog break. It's the four dogs for a dollar deal going on right now as you sit there with a heavy hurting hungries. So you hurt no more. Come on down to the store where a dollar gets you four. A bevy of beefy beauties for a buck. Hot dog, that's a pretty good deal. Four hot dogs for a single dollar. Come on in and rest one on a roll. Pour on the mustard and whatever you like. It's a pretty good deal for a great American meal. So get on down to your participating 7-Eleven store and participate. You sink your teeth into those juicy gems and taste that take me out to the ballgame flavor. They're waiting for you at 7-Eleven. Four wieners for a one. Hot dog, it's a pretty good deal.
Boy, Billy Deal, I got those heavy hurting hungries right now.
Have you really?
Yeah, can you help me out?
Boy, let's see. Well, we've got the green lime floats today and popcorn.
The green slime float? What?
No.
Green slime float.
No, not
that's
quite.
Terrible.
It's lime sherbet. Lime sherbet. And then they put green a lime pop over that, and then chocolate, Hershey chocolate sauce, Charlie. If I could put one in my pocket and bring it down to you. If I could put one in my pocket and bring it down to you, I would.
You'd have a messy pocket.
Yeah. My dry cleaner would go absolutely bananas.
Yes. 35 degrees now, and we're
no kidding.
Heading
you're
for
right
40.
Then. Yeah, Charlie was
sun shining.
Going to get near 40. Terrific. You're doing a good job in that weather department. Bill Deal, 4 Oldsmobile, Wally McCarthy's, Lindahl Olds, Freeway 494, Penn Avenue South. Bill Ward, I was just looking at some very interesting material that shows that in the latest standing of Oldsmobile dealers all across Illinois, Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, all across the northern part of the United States, including all those middle western states like Illinois, as I said, everything, you here at Lindahl's are number two in that whole area of the nation. It's incredible. There's one Oldsmobile dealer in Chicago who is number one, and then the next name is Wally McCarthy's Lindahl Olds. And that's just tremendous, just tremendous. And I want to congratulate you and the whole staff and crew here at Lindahl Olds on just a marvelous job that you're doing. This is no new honor for you, though I've seen you right up there many, many times before.
Oh, you're right, Bill. Of course, Lindahl Oldsmobile is ranked very high in Oldsmobile nationally, not just in our zone, which, of course, we're number one.
Well, number one in the zone, yeah.
But in the region, you know, the several regions they divide the country in, we're number two. And, of course, nationally, Oldsmobile, fortunately, thinks a lot of Lindahl Oldsmobile because of the
job. Must be in the top five or something nationwide because you're right up there in this whole upper part of the northern part of the United States. So congrats. And let's show why.
Keep watching those statistics because we're trying real hard to be number one undisputed leader
number
in the whole
two Midwest. Tries harder. Where have I heard that before? Well,
good slogan.
Yes, it is. Should be used. Now, what do we got here?
Okay, trying to be number one. And one way to do it, of course, is to lower the price a little bit and sell lots of cars. How about a 78 Cutlass Salon Coupe? This is a white one with red bucket seats, a V6 3-speed with power steering, power brakes, specially sale priced, $48.88.
Oh, boy. So come and get it. Serviced, ready to go today. Now, we'll be back with Bill Ward in just a moment. First of all, your name, sir, is?
John McNamee.
And, John, in the future, you're going to have good news for some special listeners on CCO Radio here on Lindahl Olds program. And what is that good news about?
We at the Northwest Lawn Tennis Association are going to have a tennis-sponsored program telling all of the tennis events that are going on in the three-state area beginning in April.
And that will be as a public service here on our Saturday morning Lindahl program. And, Jeff, you want to give me that number again for ROTC, please?
373-2212.
Very well done, and that's for information on ROTC. Thank you, Jeff Johnson. Bill Ward, we got a couple of seconds left.
Okay, a 1978 Delta 88 Royale sedan. This is a light green, fully equipped with V8 automatic power steering, power brakes, and air conditioning. Take it home today for $59.95.
And remember, please, satisfaction guaranteed on every car. You drive it for 1 week, 500 miles, whichever comes first. If you're not totally satisfied in every way, bring it in for a full refund. Now, we're here right now. We're here till 6 o'clock tonight at Wally McCarthy's Lindahl Olds.
Okay, yes. Billy boy. We got baseball not too far away. Baseball at 25 from Florida, Winter Haven. They're playing Boston today.
Hey, what happened to the worst jokes?
Well, we'll get to those after the news, which is coming up next on CCO and the Boone Erickson Saturday Show, then Twins Baseball. It's almost 6 minutes before 12 o'clock noon, 2:54 in your digital clock radio with 35 degrees this morning. And we're going to get to news right now. That was Ramsey Lewis with a bit of Spring High. WCCO Radio News, Charlie Boone reporting serious crime declined in Minnesota last year for the first time in 5 years. But the number of violent crimes against persons was up. This according to the State Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. Superintendent Paul Sheeta reports a 2.2% drop in the number of serious crimes from 1976. Reported crimes totaling 166,610 in 1977. Violent crimes against persons rose 2.8% in 1977 over 76. Robbery climbed more than 7% in 77. Murder and rape both up 6.4%. Aggravated assault, the only violent crime to decline, fell 2%. Murders totaled 100 last year. That's up from 94 in 1976. And 70% of the victims were killed by a family member or friend. Half of all murders last year involved firearms. We'll have more news in a minute.
What does a real estate career, one with Calhoun Realty, offer the beginner or seasoned professional? As the Upper Midwest leader, Calhoun Realty provides top quality training, 10 modern offices, top commissions, bonuses, guaranteed sales program, all points relocation program, and more. Right now, Calhoun Realty is opening up its Apple Valley office, and there are a few additional openings in Calhoun's 9 other offices. Yes, enjoy a real estate career at Calhoun Realty. Now is the time to register for Calhoun's next pre-licensing class. Call Mr. Champion of Calhoun Realty at 920-8800. That's 920-8800.
Four minutes before 12 o'clock noon, 35 degrees in our Twin Cities. Say there's a full weekend of county and legislative conventions in Minnesota, and our legislative correspondent is on the go today. Arv Johnson reports one of them. Arv? Arv is on 7900. That's where he is. Arv, how are you?
All right, Charlie.
We're on the air.
Just got through again on the phone. I'm in Rochester.
Okay, great.
You know, in the not-too-distant past, DFLers were hard to find around here. There are droves here today, however, for the Olmsted County DFL Convention. In this part of Minnesota, DFLers are particularly enthusiastic this year because Republican Congressman Al Quie finally is not running for re-election, and they see a possibility of picking up that traditional GOP seat. Four candidates are seeking party endorsements: Sally Martin of Rochester, State Senator Jerry Sikorsky of Stillwater, Bob Olson of Rural Lake City, and Bob Dufresne of Winona. All are making the rounds of the various conventions in the first congressional district today. Earlier, I heard Bob Olson. Wilson, who emphasized that agriculture is the number one industry here and pointed out that he's the only farmer seeking endorsement. Olson, who ran against Al Klee 2 years ago, would like DFL endorsement, but says that he'll be in the September primary with or without the party nod. Former State Representative General Miller is also here, holding to his earlier statement that he will not seek endorsement, but may enter the primary. Martin and Sikorsky appear to be the leading candidates here in Olmsted County, with a likely edge for Martin since this is her home territory. Although just before news time, I heard Sikorsky give a rip-roaring speech and get a great response from this crowd. Arv Johnson, WCCO Radio, government correspondent.
It's coming up.
Vasagran's coming on big with soybean growers everywhere, changing herbicide habits, because only Vasagran herbicide consistently knocks out problem broadleaf weeds. Tough broadleaf weeds like cocklebur and velvet leaf, and without hurting your soybeans. Tough on broadleaf weeds, gentle on soybeans. That's Vasagran.
One minute before 12 o'clock noon, CBS News then say the Minnesota Public Service Commission will hold 10 public hearings next month on rate increase application by Minnesota Gas Company. Two hearings a day will be held April 5th in Minneapolis, April 19th in Brainerd, April 25th in Wilmer, April 26th in Laverne, and April 27th in Mankato. An examiner will hear testimony and consider it in making a recommendation to the PSC. Minnesota Gas applied last October for annual rate increases of 8.2%. Charles Stenvig, who's reported job hunting while he was mayor of Minneapolis, got him into a little bit of trouble. Thinking about the taxi business now that he's no longer mayor, Stenvig and his wife, Audrey, have submitted a bid for a taxi cab dispatching service at Twin Cities International Airport. The dispatcher would coordinate passengers with waiting cabs. The Stenvig bid is under the name Charlton Enterprises, proposes two full-time employees and five or six part-time employees, including some police officers. Stenvig is a detective with the Minneapolis Police Force. 35 degrees in our Twin Cities at 12 o'clock noon. We still have a gusty wind from the southwest, 23 gusting to 35 under partly cloudy skies. And now CBS News on WCCO, Minneapolis and St. Paul. It's 12 o'clock.
CBS News. Evidence has reached Rome that former Italian Premier Aldo Moro apparently is still alive. At the same time, a service was held for the five bodyguards killed when Moro was kidnapped Thursday. This is Steve Young reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The story from Bob McNamara in Rome.
In the square outside the church, there are easily 5,000 standing behind barricades listening to the funeral service via loudspeaker. We can see several elderly women weeping quietly, and one by one, policemen are beginning to carry away nearly 100 large and elaborately decorated wreaths. The wreaths have come from the city of Rome, the Vatican, virtually every political party in this country. Italy's top political leaders have come to the service, including the Prime Minister, Giulio Andreotti. Earlier today, a photograph of the kidnapped former Prime Minister Aldo Moro was passed to a Rome newspaper. The terrorists who kidnapped Moro and killed the five bodyguards issued a communique with the photo, but it contained no demands in exchange for Moro's life. Bob McNamara, CBS News, Rome.
More after this.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablet?
No, it relieves headache and congestion, internal sinus pressure, and post-nasal drip. And it has added strength.
You mean added strength sign-off?
Exactly.
Added strength sign-off tablets give you pure aspirin plus 50% more sinus drainer.
To help sinus pain while you drain.
Right. And more sinus dryer for post-nasal drip.
Added strength sign-off.
The sinus medicine in the bright red box. Take when needed, only as directed.
S-I-N-D-O-F-F. Sign-off.
Mr. Rackley, this letter just arrived from my research agents in Europe.
Then this is it?
Yes, this information will tell you if you're actually the rightful Duke of Mulchmont and inherit $6 million.
$6 million Mulchmonts? Come on, open the letter.
No, I can't open this.
Why not?
It doesn't have an Easter seal on it.
Why?
People have to remember to send letters with Easter seals.
Yeah, but what about my $6 million?
I could loan you five till Friday.
I command you to open that letter.
Not without an Easter seal.
I want my money.
People notice when you use Easter seals. It says, you're helping the Easter Seal Society help the handicapped.
Israeli military sources say a barrage of some 20 heavy artillery shells hit Israeli territory south of the Lebanese border, sending residents scurrying to air raid shelters with no immediate reports of casualties. The shells supposedly were fired from a spot north of the so-called security belt established when Israeli troops invaded southern Lebanon Tuesday. Israel's Armed Forces Chief of Staff, General Mordechai Gur, is now hinting that Israeli forces might move deeper into Lebanon if guerrillas keep up their resistance. Security Council debate on the Mideast resumed at the UN, where the United States formally proposed that the Council call for withdrawal of Israeli troops from southern Lebanon. The U.S. proposal suggests that a UN peacekeeping force be stationed in the region where the fighting has been going on for 4 days. President Assad of Syria says if Israeli troops don't leave Lebanon, Syrian airplanes and ground troops will enter the fighting. That would be a serious escalation of the current crisis. From Damascus, CBS News correspondent Bert Quint reports that the warning came after several days of relative silence. Quint says the Syrians know escalation would be dangerous to them, and they have not wanted to give Israel a pretext to invade Syria. Until a military takeover deposed him in July, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto was the premier of Pakistan. Today, Bhutto and four ex-security agents were sentenced to death for ordering a political assassination 3 years ago. He and the others pleaded not guilty and have 7 days to appeal. A difference of opinion about how to prevent further ecological damage as the result of oil spilling from the American supertanker Amoco Cadiz, which went aground off the French coast of Brittany. A U.S. team is en route to try to pump remaining oil from the huge tanker, but a French expert says that would take too long. He says the only answer is to bomb the tanker and burn the remaining oil. Spillage already equals the Torrey Canyon disaster of 11 years ago. More news after this.
Stiller and Mira.
Hi, honey. What's for dinner?
800 calories.
Not again. Last week it was the Siberian water skiers diet.
It wasn't easy finding whale meat.
What is it this week?
The Costa Rican high jumping team regimen.
Sylvia, I don't want to win the decathlon. I just want to improve my backhand.
Bernard, on this you get your favorite, ribs.
Where are they? I'm starving.
There, under the pot cheese. You always like something that sticks to your rib.
You call that a rib? It looks like a piece of sugarless gum. What are you having?
A crab leg and a Brussels sprout.
A toast to all the starving people in suburbia.
Very funny.
I forgot to tell you. I brought home a little blue nun for dinner.
You should have phoned ahead. I don't think I have a spare rib for her.
No, myself. Blue nun is a wine. A delicious imported white wine.
We can't have white wine if you're having meat.
Blue nun is the perfect wine for any meal. It goes as well with my rib as it does with your leg.
Does it go with spinach?
Of course.
Would it go with yogurt?
Sure. Why?
Tomorrow night we're having spinach yogurt.
I'll get two bottles.
Blue nun. The delicious white wine that's correct with any dish. Another Seychelles wine imported by Schefflin and Company, New York.
With sports, here's Win Elliott.
Jacksonville golf, third round. Jack Nicklaus had started tied with Lou Graham and Ben Crenshaw. Not anymore in the first three holes. Nicklaus birdieing and the others bogeying. Jack now has a four-stroke lead. Dave Davis is the top seed in this afternoon's bowl-off in St. Louis. In Mexico City, the WBC World Boxing Commission is presumed to be preparing to strip Leon Spinks of his heavyweight title. Since the WBA, the World Boxing Association, does not agree, it's not going to be one world in the world of the heavyweight title. Like in tennis, the U.S. is leading South Africa and the Davis Cup thing on the court, but outside it, 1,000 protesters against apartheid. Win Elliott, CBS Sports.
All right, baseball, just a little ways away. We've got baseball for you from Winter Haven, playing Boston, and Herb Carneal and Joe McConnell will be there, and that'll be just minutes away at 12:25.
There's an awful lot of activity that goes on at our house, especially in the summer. Our 16-year-old just came running through the house the other day, and she said, I just love this house. And, you know, it makes it worthwhile.
A home is like a mirror. It reflects you from afar and shows your world to others. where you've been and who you are.
Oh, I love Gabbert. It's a place where you can just stroll through and really feel comfortable. You feel comfortable about going in there and saying, I just need something little, and they will help you with it.
It takes more than furniture to decorate a home. It takes ideas. And at Gabbert, you'll find more than 200 room settings, like 200 distinctive homes full of ideas. You'll find your home at Gabbert's, 69th Street, just across from Southdale.
We have a typical March windy day today. Winds blowing out of the southwest, diminishing tonight, we hope. 23 gusting to 35, more in some places. And cloudy, has turned to partly cloudy now. The sun's peeking through. And we'll get that new temperature for you, 35 last reported. We're heading for 40 today, and probably warmer as we get into the weekend. Sunny and mild on Sunday, and lows tonight in the middle 20s, upper 30s, lower 40s tomorrow. Beautiful, there it is. 36 degrees right now under sunny skies. We have 70% humidity, wind is southwest at 23, pressure's falling, 29.69. 2 Celsius, 36 degrees in our Twin Cities, and in just about half a minute, we'll get to those Boone and Erickson worst jokes.
Borton Volvo presents the Minnesota North Stars Swedish Connection, appearing this afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m. in their showroom. Stop by Borton Volvo and meet Roland Erickson, Ken Eric Anderson, and Per Olaf Brazier. You can talk hockey with these three exciting stars, enjoy a cup of coffee, and pick up a free autograph poster. It all happens today from 3 to 6 only at Borton Volvo. Meet and greet the North Star Swedish Connection in person 3 to 6 this afternoon at Borton Volvo, 5428 Lindale Avenue South in Minneapolis.
Son, I know you teenagers like to talk on the telephone, but you've been on the telephone for over an hour. And by the way, you haven't said anything for over a half hour. What's going on?
Oh, nothing, Dad. Sandra just asked me to hold on while she's having dinner, so I'm holding on.
George, you hardly ever come to work until 9. It's only 6 a.m. Why'd you come to work so early?
Oh, well, I went out and hung one on last night. Oh, did I? And I didn't get home till practically dawn, and the wife was sound asleep, so I got undressed as quickly as I could, you know what I mean? And just as I got down to my underwear, the wife wakes up and says, George, how come you're going to work so early? So I put my clothes back on, and here I am.
Clark, yes. Clark, I see your sign there. Compare our prices. Compare with what?
Ooh, next week.
Hello, ma'am. I'm the TV repairman. Is this the place with the burned-out picture tube?
Well, you finally decided to show up. You know, I called you last November.
Oh, sorry. This must be the wrong house. The party I'm looking for called in October. Goodbye.
Boy, I've been in the Navy a long time, but this is the first time I've ever been in Venice, Italy. I want to thank you for showing me around.
That's all right. Okay, we're Italianos like to show you happy time.
You sure have. You sure have. Yeah, I bet we visited every saloon in Venice.
That's right, but I don't think we who live in Venice can drink like you. Oh, I think you American.
Well, what do you know? I'll bet I'm the first man that ever drank a Venetian blind.
Kid, I'm a salesman.
Ah, that's nice.
Is your mother at home?
My mommy? Yes, she's at home.
Oh, okay. Let's knock on the door here. Try again. I thought you said your mother was at home.
She is. I don't live here.
Say, how you doing?
How's your brother, Zeb?
Well, he's really weird. Now, yesterday was his birthday, you know.
You say yesterday was your brother's birthday?
Yep. And darned if he didn't, on his birthday, fall in a dry well.
No.
Fell right in. Try as we might, we just couldn't get him out.
Yeah?
So we lowered his birthday cake down to him.
Uh-huh.
But you know he didn't even tug on the rope to say thanks.
Ah, there goes to show you.
Pat, I'm sure glad you came out to our place, Mr. Veterinarian. Our cat sure has been sick.
Huh?
Yeah, now that you've seen her, what's wrong?
Well, this cat is pregnant.
Pregnant?
Yes.
But that's impossible. She hasn't been near any male cats.
Well, how about that big tomcat I just saw stroll through the room?
But don't be ridiculous. That's her cousin.
Extra, extra, read all about the big con operation. 36 victims.
I'll buy a paper, boy. There's your money.
Thank you, sir. Extra, extra, read all about the big con operation. 37 victims.
Enjoy yourself at the party, Jimmy.
It's okay, Mommy.
You will enjoy yourself now when you go to the party.
Yes, I'll enjoy myself, okay. Mommy.
Now.
Okay, Mommy.
Now, listen. What are you going to do when you've had enough to eat?
Come home.
Were the worst jokes of the week sent in by listeners to the Boone and Erickson program, and we thank you. I think we thank you. Brennan, the ball was due, but baseball's coming up in 10 minutes, so we'll have to hold that. 36 degrees right now, heading for 40. It's 14 minutes past 12 o'clock noon.
Here's the most important news about farm tractors in years. It's an unprecedented, complete 2-year warranty from International Harvester, and it's not like other tractor warranties that cover only some parts. This IH warranty covers every single part on your new Series 86 tractor and on the new IH four-wheel drive models for 2 full years or 1,500 hours, whichever comes first. That's right, IH will repair any part which is found to be defective in material or workmanship. Only exceptions are tires and radio, which are warranted by their own manufacturers. How can IH offer such an all-inclusive warranty? Because the Series 86 proved reliable when it was introduced, and IH has been adding new advances in reliability ever since. So now, from 86 to 161 PTO horsepower, plus the 41, 43, and 45 86 four-wheel drive models, IH guarantees you power, comfort, and reliability. So look over the warranty and the Series 86 tractor you need at your IH dealer soon.
Can't wait for spring. It's just 10 minutes away. Spring baseball from Florida. It's quarter after 12 o'clock noon right now. That's right, baseball this afternoon. Twins regular season opener is Wednesday night, April 5th, in Seattle. And it's sooner than you think.
Get to know your Minnesota Twins better. Join me, Rod Carew, along with Sid Hartman on the Leadoff Man Show before many of the Twins games this season on CCO Radio.
Yeah.
We'll be listening. Gonna listen to Dolly Parton right now. After the game this afternoon, more live reports from the State Girls High School basketball tourney. Dolly Parton on CCO with her big hit song, Here I Come Again. It's 18 minutes past 12 o'clock noon. Minutes from baseball. 40 we expect for a high today, maybe more. 36 right now officially. The sun is out and the wind is southwest 23.
Announcing tremendous store-wide values now during Montgomery Ward's no-nonsense sale.
Right now, standard-sized Dacron polyester fiber-fill pillows are no-nonsense priced at just $4.44. Save a fantastic $110 on Ward's 19-inch diagonal measure portable TV and enjoy the convenience of one-button color. Ward's 10W30 motor oil is only 48 cents a quart. And for the do-it-yourselfer, there's 25% savings on Ward's 3.5-inch utility vise. Ladies love the comfort and fit of go-anywhere polyester knit tops and proportioned knit pants. During Ward's no-nonsense sale, they're priced at 50% off. These are only a few of the serious values waiting for you all over the store now through Saturday. Montgomery Ward's no-nonsense sale. It really makes sense.
Get together with value at Ward.
Get together at Montgomery Ward.
You can get
together with value.
Hey, 19 after 12 o'clock noon, Monday night to observe National Agriculture Day, which is Monday, CCO presents an open mic telephone discussion program on food prices and food quality. Participating will be the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Bob Berglund, Bill Walker, Commissioner, Minnesota Department of Agriculture, Ms. Toby Lopako, Director, Minnesota Office of Consumer Services, Mr. Hugh Cosgrove, Executive Director of the Minnesota Food Retailers Association, and Mr. Chase Cornelius, Chairman of the North Central Chapter of the National Agri-Marketing Association Agriculture Day Committee. That's Monday night, 8:05 till 9, here on CCO. It's 12:20.
One of the first out of the ground in the spring, G4321. Silks and tassels ahead of others, G4321. Ears well-placed for easy combining, G4321. An on-time harvest because dry down is faster, G4321. Bread and yield potentials make it a hybrid you won't forget, G4321. A number that's easy to remember, G4321. From Funk's. Order now.
In the news at this hour, Israeli troops advancing beyond their self-set six-mile buffer zone as they move deeper into southern Lebanon looking for Palestinian guerrillas. At the United Nations, Lebanon wants the UN Security Council to order Israeli troops out of its country immediately. But Israel says to retreat would plunge southern Lebanon into utter chaos. The Italian terrorist group, the Red Brigades, says it's holding former Premier Aldo Moro in, quote, a people's jail. In the first communication since the kidnapping, the abductors made no demands for Moro's release. A leading member of the extreme right-wing National Front Party in France has been killed just one day before the crucial runoff elections. And Pope Paul, suffering from the flu, will not officiate at the lengthy Palm Sunday rite in St. Peter's Square tomorrow. Doctors fear the forecast for cold, wet weather could harm his health. A leading member, oil spilling from an American-owned supertanker is spreading along a 40-mile stretch of beaches in northwestern France, threatening the region's tourist and fishing industries. And the Justice Department says it will investigate charges that General Motors Buick Division officials rigged auto emission tests on some 1978 Buick LeSabres. Those are some of the top news stories. And we'll have more. 22 minutes past 12 o'clock noon. It's 36 degrees in our Twin Cities. And if you're considering a new sofa or love seat for your living room, listen to this. You can have it custom made. Cost no more than stock furniture. Swenson Furniture Store is working with two manufacturers of fine quality upholstered furniture right here in the Twin Cities. We'll make sofas and love seats to your order. You can pick your own frame, style, fabric, and size sofa or love seat best suited for your living room. All sofas are built of hardwood frames and styling of your choice. During the month of March, Swenson's are offering a super special on junior size sofas that are 70 inches and are now popular for homes and apartments. Regularly priced at $495 this month, only $415. Now, if you have an old sofa, they'll take it in trade, regardless of age or condition, and allow you $75, making the price of a new junior size sofa only $340. See what you save? Remember, it'll be custom made with your choice of fabric and style. Swenson's Minnesota or Minneapolis store, Chicago and Lake, open Monday and Thursday evenings till 9. Bloomington store, Portland Avenue and Highway 494 in the Village Square Shopping Centers, open Monday through Friday evenings till 9. You can use Visa or MasterCard or close Sundays. They prefer to see you in church. We're going to march right into baseball. 1 minute away on CCO. 36 degrees in the Twins. Oh, I bet it's warm in Winter Haven, Florida, where our Twins are. We'll find out in just a moment.
open the season April 5th in Seattle, but right now, it's spring baseball.
The Minnesota Twins are on the air. The broadcasts of the games of the Minnesota Twins on WCCO Radio are brought to you by Midwest Federal, a good tree to come to for shelter, where your savings account is insured to $40,000 by the FSLIC, and you get person-to-person service at 19 convenient offices. By Chevrolet's new 1978 Chevette four-door hatchback, now at your Chevy dealers. By Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer, naturally brewed Pabst, a lot to look forward to. And by Champion Spark Plugs. If it runs on land, sea, or air, it will run better with a fresh set of Champions. You can't buy a better plug. The broadcasters announcing this game have been selected by Midwest Federal and WCCO Radio. This station alone controls production of the broadcasts. Now, here with the play-by-play of this afternoon's game are Herb Carneal and Joe McConnell.
Everybody from Chain of Lakes Park in Winter Haven, Florida. It's our Twins against the Boston Red Sox. Our first Grapefruit League broadcast of the season. And some very nice Florida weather for you here in the central part of the state. The temperature right now about in the mid-60s and a little bit of...
We've lost our line from Winter Haven, Florida. We were listening to Herb Carneal on baseball, and all of a sudden, boom. 25 minutes past 12 o'clock noon, 36 degrees, heading for 40 here in the Twin Cities. And I don't know if Herb mentioned the temperature or not in Winter Haven. We'll find out in just a moment. Some news highlights at this hour. The World Boxing Council may strip new heavyweight champion Leon Spinks of his title today. An NBC spokesman, or a WBC spokesman, World Boxing Council, said Spinks failed to agree to a fight with top contender Ken Norton by the midnight deadline. University of Iowa entering the finals of the NCAA Wrestling Championships with less than 1 point lead over rival Iowa State at College Park, Maryland. And David Hobbs of England and his Turbo BMW in the catbird seat for the 26th running of the Sebring 12-hour endurance race in Sebring, Florida. And at Winter Haven, it's beautiful. Here's Herb.
Rod Carew at first base, Carew batting third. Danny Ford in center field batting cleanup. Ford. Butch Weiniger will be the catcher hitting fifth. Glenn Adams, the designated hitter, in the number six spot, Adams. Mike Cubbage will be at third base batting seventh. Willie Norwood in left field batting eighth. Norwood.
Receiving that baseball broadcast via satellite, and apparently something in the atmosphere has caused it to kick out, so we'll just have to keep waiting, and hopefully we'll get Herb Carneal back here with the preliminary to the game today from Winter Haven, Florida, with Boston and our Minnesota Twins. This is WCCO, St. Paul, Minneapolis. My goodness, what a busy day we have. Baseball this afternoon. Welcome back, springtime is, that's for sure, at 12:25 this afternoon. Herb Carneal and Joe McConnell will bring you all the play-by-play of the Twins exhibition game against Boston from Winter Haven, Florida. How does that sound, Bill Deal?
Boy, I tell you, you're right. The seasons are changing.
On a cool, crisp, almost winter-like morning, it sure sounds good to here at baseball.
That's right.
30 right now.
Have we had any word? Where are they playing today?
Winter Haven.
Have we had any word on the weather there or the temperature?
Not yet.
But sure it has great. Been very warm down in Florida.
Uh-huh. Well, that's tremendous. Yeah,
imagine it's up in the 70s, high 70s.
I'm ready for it, aren't you?
I'm ready for it anytime.
You betcha.
Yeah, we're going to have a busy day today. We're going to have the Wild World of Sports.
The Wild World of Sports.
Yes, the Swedish tile exhibition. And we're going to have Dear Gabby, and we're going to have Minnesota horse racing.
Well, it sounds great. Folks, don't miss it if you can.
Yes, and National Chuck Hole Society.
Terrific.
Did you hear Art Johnson said that there's such a chuck hole in front of his house that in one night alone they found about 10 hubcaps on their lawn?
Why, he could retire.
That's true.
Yeah, this is a national problem.
Yeah, and the worst jokes of the week, and a little later, Brendan the Bold.
Well, thanks for the fair warning. Right now, here we go. The worst jokes of the week, he says, coming up. So run for the hills, everybody. Bill Deal for Oldsmobile. Wally McCarthy's Lindahl Olds at Freeway 494 and Penn Avenue South. Today we've got the green floats with the lime.
It's hard to know what to talk about first.
That's right.
People lime love pump. The floats. They're great. Did you try one yet, Bill?
I haven't had.
Okay, let's go over and I'll buy you one.
Yeah, buy me one.
So you don't know what to talk about. The popcorn, the rolls, the coffee,
Star Wars
bubblegum cards.
Yeah.
For everyone, not just the young people, Bill.
That's right. For me too. Nom, nom, nom.
Look at the people on the show for a tremendous Saturday already at Lindahl Oldsmobile. Great family day.
As we continue the St. Patrick's Day sale,
yes.
The saving of the green here at Wally McCarthy's Lindahl Olds.
Hey, Bill, I have to pick some special cards in the used car department, some specific sale prices. Saturday sale prices, all right. Won't go into a lot of equipment, but just tell you the cars and the price, and hope you'll listen carefully.
All
if you're looking
right.
for a station wagon, we have a 1973 Plymouth Suburban wagon with full power and factory air conditioning at $1,388. Another wagon would be a 74 Dodge Coronet wagon at $1,095. Then maybe if you're looking for one of the more expensive Ford LTDs, we have a 1970 Ford LTD custom coupe with air conditioning at $2,490, a 75 Ford Gran Torino at $2,988, and here's a real, real value, a 1975 Pontiac Grand Le Mans four-door at $2,485. So I'll tell you, if you're looking for the right prices, the right automobiles, and the back with the money-back guarantee, Lindahl's is the place to be.
Did I listen carefully enough? I'll listen more carefully.
You're being pretty good today, Bill.
All right. I'll try to even be more careful the next time.
How many cars are you going to let me talk about next time?
I don't know.
I already want a commitment right now.
You do. I'll commit you. Now, Cadet Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Johnson, let's hear a few words about ROTC.
Sure, Bill. You know, a lot of times people know what Army ROTC is. It's a way of becoming an Army officer while you're a college student. They always ask what we do. Well, this spring, once everything thaws out, we're going to go on a riverine trip with the rubber rafts. We've got a trip with the helicopters coming up. We've got all sorts of weekends where we just get out and have fun, do a lot of things. I'd like to encourage people to come out, give it a try. Weekends, you can certainly come along and join us. If you're a college student, we'd really like to encourage you to give us a call at 373-2212.
Very, very well done. Why can't you be nice like he
is? How do you try a ride in a helicopter? I don't know about that. Okay. We're on one of those rubber rafts.
I'll tie you to one of the blades and I'll show you.
Here's a night talking about special sale prices.
Look at the lineup for the green floats. Yeah, okay, go ahead. I've got a
used car department.